77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending some time with the Yola Nash Show and the WABC Radio. And I assure you, you've made the right decision because we're going to have a great, great show today. And big thank you to all of you who are staying in touch. I always appreciate your beautiful messages. And also, if you would like to ask me a question, you can go to yolanash.com and use the contact form, or just use this email, info@yolanash.com. On the other note, let me remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com around the world. And also, you can listen to my show and other shows on your phone. Just download our app and you are ready to go. And I want to tell you something. Out of curiosity, I have performed a fun research last night to see what does my name mean, Yola. So, first of all, everybody should know what your name means because it carries some powerful energy and it could be your calling, for instance, encoded in your name. So, Yola means a violet flower, ha ha ha, beautiful violet flower, okay? And this name is of ancient Greek origin, so I'm so happy about that. And I'm encouraging you, find out, what does your name mean? It's important to know. Also, don't forget, next weekend is Easter. And I will talk about Easter tradition next weekend, but I wanted to give you all a heads up and tell you don't miss Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert, starring John Legend as Jesus, on NBC. And of course, as you know, it's a global phenomenon for over 40 years. It's absolutely a timeless masterpiece. All right, so there you have it. Please stick around, don't go anywhere, grab your coffee, grab a glass of wine, make yourself super comfortable. But to those who are driving and listening, just keep driving and listening. And now let me introduce my first great guest.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I have to say, I'm super excited today because I have a very special guest. He is a multi-platinum singer, actor, producer, director, the multi-talented Broadway star, Rob Evan.
Well, thank you, Yola Nash. Welcome to the show. No, I'm thrilled. You know I'm psyched to be here. He's going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Really, really happy.
We can even sing.
Well, okay, I think you need to sing. I think that's what's going to happen.
Rob, you have achieved so much. It would probably take hours and hours to mention all of your fantastic projects.
Thank you.
But I would love to mention at least a few memorable ones, your lead roles in Jekyll and Hyde and Les Miserables on Broadway, and also Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's correct.
And you've been touring and singing with so many symphonies all over the world. And now you're bringing to Broadway a very special project, a musical revolution called Rocktopia. And tell us, please, what is Rocktopia?
Well, that's a big question.
We have time.
And it's difficult. I always say that Rocktopia is the soundtrack of my life because it represents a lot of different genres. I'm very passionate about music, as I told you, but also very passionate about classical music, and then very passionate about rock music. And what we found with Rocktopia is that there's common ground between those two things because, you know, if Beethoven or Mozart were alive today, I think they would be our rock stars.
Yes.
You know, they would utilize the electricity and the technology and the different sounds that you can make now that they weren't able to make then. And Mozart lived like a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
He was a party animal, you know? and a lot of times their music, Yola, was controversial and cutting edge and sometimes against what was the political status quo. And then you turn to our modern day, what I call our modern day masters, mm-hmm. you know, Freddie Mercury and Jimmy Page and Brian May and Pete Townsend, Roger Waters, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. These guys, their music that they've created, I mean, it's already 40 years old. And I think it's going to be, you know, 200 years from now, those themes are still going to be resounding. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the whole world of Rocktopia, is finding this way to take time out of the whole mix and go, all of this music is going to last for a very, very long time. So Rocktopia is a way to fuse these things in a very unique, different way that I've never experienced before, mm-hmm. and almost create this new genre of music that's, again, a utopia.
So you co-created Rocktopia with Maestro Randall Craig Fleischer.
Correct, yeah.
And what actually inspired you to create this beautiful musical gem?
Well, when we first started working together, we've been in the symphony world together for over 15 years, and I think that we both kind of, you know how you bond with somebody? Mm-hmm. You know, there's some simpatico going back and
great
forth.
Great energy going.
Yeah, yes. Right. And we knew that we had these common loves for these two genres and felt very protective mm-hmm. about both of them. I mean, I know in Europe, classical music is doing very well. Sometimes in the U.S., it's not doing as well. So Randy and I felt like, well, can we bring classical music into a world that's accessible to the audiences that aren't necessarily classical audiences, mm-hmm. but will come and buy tickets, support the symphony orchestra, so everybody's happy. This is a course of 10 years that we just kind of went back and forth, and we said, we should create some sort of fusion. And, you know, we kept focusing it, and then it became Rocktopia.
Mm. It takes a while to develop such a project.
It really
right?
does.
Yes.
It really
people have no idea. Everything. Oh,
I know. You think you come up with an idea, and then tomorrow it's on Broadway.
Right.
But generally, it's usually about a 10-year rule.
What was the most challenging in merging together these amazing two genres, two worlds?
Yeah, it you know, trying to find, again, something that was authentic and organic and not a gimmick. So mm-hmm. you can kind of, you know, force two things together if you think that, oh, that's cool, we're going to do this. But we had to find a way that we found, again, some sort of commonality, whether it was emotional, mm-hmm. Whether it was musical. A lot of times I would come up with an idea and just go, I can hear these two songs together in my brain, and I hear their musical themes that are similar. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm messing with them in the studio, and I find out they're actually written in the same key, mm-hmm. which is interesting.
Wow.
You know, and
so intuitively, you just
I mean, I wish I was that smart, but I'm not. You know, but it's just I have this passion and go, and I pulled. I think we both pulled from things that were important in our lives, and that's kind of where we started.
What works of great masters will you showcase on
Rocktopia? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Well,
this is exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the set list is pretty incredible, and know, Yola, that we put this together in movements like a symphonic concert would be. Mm-hmm. You know, you would have symphony number one, you know, and with, you know, the first movement.
All right.
So our first movement is, we base it all over the arc of a human life. So the first movement is called Creation, Birth. Mm-hmm. And we start with Richard Strauss, also Sprach Zarathustra. And a lot of people know that aren't in the classical world know it as the 2001 Space Odyssey theme from the movie.
Yes.
You know, bah, 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 bah. So, and then it goes into Baba O'Reilly, which is the Who. And then we go into Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Wow.
And then end up with Come Sail Away, which was Styx, bringing the Richard Strauss in the back end of the song, which is just kind of our epic, come on and take a journey with us,
wow.
You know? And then the next phase, I call it adolescence. And you actually saw that at our press event.
Yes, I was so honored to see it. And I was absolutely blown away.
Oh, I appreciate
Left me
you
speechless.
Being there. Yeah, we start with a Handel aria called Lascia Ciopianga.
Beautiful.
And we have this beautiful opera singer from the Metropolitan Opera. Her name is Alison mm-hmm. Cambridge.
Yeah, let's
very
talk
lucky
about
to have
the
her.
Cast.
Yeah.
Absolutely super talented artists you have.
Right?
And very different.
Yeah.
And just like, it leaves you speechless how, when you see that amount of talent on stage.
That was the hardest part to me, was casting this. We wanted to set the bar so high artistically that the level of talent and execution would be at the highest level in the industry.
How many people are on stage? Because that's absolutely amazing part.
Well, it really has to do with the space on stage. Yeah. We toured it around the country in a kind of our debut U.S. tour, and we had very different levels of numbers of people because of just small theaters or big theaters. So on Broadway, we're kind of splitting the difference. Mm-hmm. We've got 20 people in the New York Contemporary Orchestra. We've got a 40-person choir that's actually going to change every week, and
beautiful.
Then we've got 11 in the band. So I guess that's about 70.
Wow.
That's still a lot, right?
So beautiful and still, exciting.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
And you sing, I mean, unbelievably, you sing one of the most beautiful pieces that I enjoyed so much ever written, Nessun Dorma.
Yeah, that was
Giacomo Puccini. And oh my gosh, your voice shines and just stabs your heart.
Oh, you're sweet. It's funny because that's kind of a, you know, you talk about Mount Everest, and that's a Mount Everest for me. That song was something that I always wanted to sing, you know, and trying to hit that be natural, which is scary, but
and it's challenging.
It's challenging.
Oh my gosh, but you're taking big risks.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you know, would it go big or go home,
it's worth
right?
It, yes.
I would love to let everybody know that we're on Broadway, and that's 6 weeks only. We can't extend because there's another show that's coming in. You know, you can go to rocktopia.com. And we encourage you guys to buy tickets. We're very excited because joining us for the first 3 weeks is a Grammy-winning, multi-platinum-selling singer, Pat Monahan, from the band Train.
So to all of our listeners, please go and visit rocktopia.com. And for tickets, people can go to rocktopia.com or telecharge.com. And we invite all of you to experience this international music sensation, Rocktopia. And Rocktopia will rock the Broadway world.
Yes, it will. I hope. No, I think it's going to. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob, so much for
Yola,
stepping by.
You.
I feel absolutely honored to have you on the show.
Well, I can't wait to see you there in the audience. Maybe drag you on stage to sing with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show.
To those who are tuning in right now, I'm Yola Nash, and this is the Yola Nash Show, broadcasting from the greatest city in the world. And let me remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com. So let's continue and meet my next great guest.
77 WABC, Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm so happy to introduce my fabulous guest. She's a former sports attorney, Miss America finalist, and Donald Trump apprentice contestant. She's also reinvention strategist, influence expert, and best-selling author known as the Godfidence Coach. She's been featured regularly on CNN, Fox Business, ESPN, and today I'm feeling so lucky because she's here on the Yolanda Show on WABC, the incredible Marshawn Evans Daniels.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
This is awesome. So great to be with you.
Based on what I've read about you, you've been an amazing achiever and hardworking person your entire life. But there was one incredibly painful event in your personal life that completely stepped you and made you reinvent yourself. And it was like a split rock moment, as you describe in your book that we're going to talk about in a second. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I would love to just tell you about the worst time of my life.
Let's start with that.
It's interesting that you said that my life has been marked with achievement. And sometimes those can become your badges, your identity, how you look at yourself and you think you are your accomplishments. And that's kind of where I was in this season. I had been on The Apprentice. I had been in the Miss America competition. I was running a sports agency, managing pro athletes in the NFL and the NBA. And everything was great. I had a great life, very successful, lots of income. And I'm also engaged. I'm engaged to be married. And I'm about to become a bonus mom to three kids. And so I'm excited. And I felt like all my prayers really had come true. Mm-hmm. And then 6 days before my wedding was supposed to take place, I just want to set the scene. So 6 days before the wedding, of course, my dresses, plural, are purchased. The venue is there. We've got the pastor. We've got the food, the cake, the flowers, the bridesmaids. People have their tickets from all around the country and all around the world who are flying in for this wedding. And then 6 days before my wedding, I discover something that completely devastated and changed my life, and I discovered that he was cheating on me.
And that's the worst.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It breaks your heart.
It takes the air out of your lungs. It takes the hope. So I didn't see this coming, and it completely brought me to my knees in a way that nothing else ever has.
It's the biggest betrayal you can imagine.
Yeah. I didn't have a plan B. And so it's one thing to fall, because women get cheated on, but it's hard when the person who's supposed to catch you is the one who drops you. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the emotional experience that a lot of women do, although I didn't lose my mind. I felt like grace definitely came in and helped me to be able to make the decision. I wanted to ask the question, why did this happen to someone like me? Was this not to me, or was it really for me? And through that process of discovery, I learned that there are blessings hidden inside of betrayal.
Your new book just came out.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Believe Bigger, Discover the Path to Your Life Purpose. What was your motivation behind writing this book?
I didn't want to write this book because I didn't want to tell the story. Like, who wants to talk about
it? It's very personal.
It's very personal. Yeah. And I'm a branding expert, an influence strategist, and how to package and put forth the best image. And so I had to learn that there is something more powerful than branding over the brokenness. Mm-hmm. And that is transparency and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And so what was really the catalyst for me as I reinvented my life, I was, after this engagement, I had closed down my sports business to get married. I had basically shut down my life to move to a new city. So I didn't have an income stream. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. So I went through about 10 months of getting still and sitting silent, which was hard because I was like, how am I going to pay my bills? But I really followed this divine still voice that says, rest and pause. Everything will be okay. I started working with women to help them figure out how to brand themselves. And then it turned out to be more than branding. It was about confidence. Mm-hmm. It was about bigger vision. It was about purpose. And as I now have built the largest coaching company for women of faith in the country, it's a multi-million-dollar enterprise. It wasn't about the money journey. What I found is that there are these five stages of divine reinvention. I call it the purpose map. Every one of us is supposed to go through all five. Most of us will never make it out of stage two. I found this pattern in working with women to see how they changed, completely reinvented their lives, and that all of us, men and women included, are supposed to go through these five stages as well. So that's why I wrote the book, is because most people in the world do not know their purpose. It's sad, but we talk about the word, but no, most people can't articulate it. Mm-hmm. And so now I've given language, it's like a class and a workshop and a little bit of a soap opera all mixed in one inside of Believe Bigger, mm-hmm. but it's designed to give you a pathway to your purpose.
Incredible. I remember in your book, you write this, when we look at our lives, we see a mess. However, God sees a map. And
yes.
That's so powerful. As a life coach, you've been mentoring women around the world. And what do you see as the biggest obstacle in achieving a bigger life?
Well, which in chapter 3 of Believe Bigger, I title that chapter Stinkin', Shrinkin', Thinkin'. Mm-hmm. And I introduce this concept that has helped me to help my clients to identify what's really holding them back, called little me.
Right.
And little me is this obnoxious little roommate in your head. Little me is the voice of fear and doubt and hesitation, comparison, worry, overthinking, overanalyzing, procrastination. Like, little me has a lot of little voices. But the goal of little me is to keep us small, to keep us contained, mm-hmm. to keep us in should land, to doing what I should do. So I think the biggest challenge for women today is to truly believe bigger about who you really are. That's what this is about. This is about believing bigger about what you are here for, why you are necessary, and what is uniquely inside of you that is not inside of anybody else.
I would love to also touch one more really important subject. Love again after betrayal and infidelity. I think many of our listeners can relate to this subject.
Well, the first thing I believe is not to blame. Mm-hmm. You know, just because something isn't right, it could be even evil, wrong, betrayal, doesn't mean that you can ever really explain it. But when you stop looking at yourself as a victim, as opposed to someone who's on a mission, like each of us is on a mission. And when you're on a mission, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have battles. You're going to have things that don't make sense, but you're going to a higher place. If you have that attitude, you can operate better from a place of forgiveness when you understand it didn't happen to you. Mm-hmm. It happened for you. So I looked at it like that, and I really worked on myself. I worked on being optimistic and loving. I did not want to be bitter. I wanted to be better.
It's easy to be bitter.
It's easy.
It just comes naturally.
It comes naturally. And our friends encourage it.
Exactly.
They feed the negative monster inside of. They feed little me. So the biggest thing that I would say is work on your joy. The joy is where your strength is. Mm-hmm. And when you find your joy, you'll find someone that would never be what you didn't need. The last guy or the last person that broke your heart. But why did I need this experience? Why did I need to be cheated on in order to wake up? It takes a grown woman to ask herself that question.
These are big things.
When you do that, that's when the walls start coming down, and then you find a version of yourself that you didn't know existed, and you'll find the love of your life that you couldn't have even prayed for because it's bigger than what you could have imagined.
Wow, this is huge. I'm so happy we're talking about it. What would you like to say to our audience?
You know, I don't know if you've been struggling with trying to figure out what your purpose, your destiny is, or maybe you're feeling a little bit stuck or empty or that. I would say that you are where you're supposed to be in this season, that an awakening is happening. There's a mission calling to you with your name on it, but it's time for you to step up and step into it. And I want to challenge you to get Believe Bigger. We need you. We need you in the battlefield. We as women, we need each other. And we have to inspire each other to believe bigger. And I want to invite you to do just that.
So beautiful. Where can people find out more about you, your business, your new book? Tell us your website, your social media handles.
Yeah, so here's how you can find me. You can get the book at believebigger.com online. It's available everywhere books are sold. All of the major bookstores have it. And if you get your book, or when you get your book, you can go to believebigger.com, and I'm gifting you a complimentary vision board workshop. Mm-hmm. And I'm on social media everywhere at Marshawn Evans, but I want to also invite you to go to Marshawn, that's MarshawnEvans.com, and you can get on my email list. I'm traveling all around the world this year, so I'd love to see you, hug your neck, hear your Believe Bigger story, what your split rock is, and inspire you to believe bigger for what's on the other side.
And I encourage all of you listening to our conversation right now. This book is incredible. It's going to change your life. It delivers a practical and inspirational guide to women ready to discover a higher purpose and of course, create a beautiful and powerful life. And we all need that inspiration every day. So, Marshawn, thank you so much for writing this book for us and for inspiring us and
for
stepping by.
Thank you for what you do. Your voice is changing lives, too. And so thank you for being a catalyst for voices that matter.
Thank you so much.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars. Only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend. Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist. And here's some great news. I'd love to announce that Fela is going to be featured on the New York City Independent Film Festival. And you'll get a chance to see three of her spectacular, one-of-a-kind video poems. For more information, please visit the New York City Independent Film Festival. Their website is so easy to find. And definitely check out the program and come and see Fela's incredible video productions, all written and directed by Fela. The New York City Independent Film Festival starts on May 7th. Also exciting news, Fela's new poetry book is coming out really soon. And I'm very, very happy to hold a preview copy fresh off the press in my hands. It looks beautiful and it's full of incredibly written poetry that I guarantee will squeeze your heart. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
Do you know what truth is? I don't. I thought I knew. And then it turned on its head. And I danced on my ear. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I was looking for it, and then it wandered away. It wandered into the distance, and I swung on my eye. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I recognize it, but I don't know what it is. I thought I did, but then it turned inside out, and I hopped on my hair. Have you ever danced on your ear when truth was there, and then it was not? Have you swung on your eye when you touched truth, and your hand reached through a cloud? Have you hopped on your hair when truth was black and then it was white? How is it that truth is nowhere to be found? I mean, nowhere to be found. But then it permeates all. Permeates your most desperate heart and your darkest night. How is it that truth is invisible when you crane your neck for a whiff of its fragrance? Just when you fade into its dream. Do you know what truth is?
As always, so beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fela again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now, don't miss my next episode. You can listen live on Saturday 2 a.m. and Sunday 4 p.m. And please don't forget to check out my on-camera celebrity interviews, where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on WABCRadio.com, Stage 17, under The Yola Nash Show, or The Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And please stay connected on social media. It's easy to find me. My social media handles are Yola Nash Show or Yola Nash. And visit my website, yolanash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. Till next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
The Yola Nash Show.